Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Tim Berry's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Not going to say how many years, which birthday it is, but I'll say this. His hair is like mine. It's not prematurely gray. As the Beatles bringing us back with that totally wacky birthday song. Tim Berry, happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Jim. Definitely old enough to remember the Beatles well.
There you go.
Yeah.
A happy birthday. Thank you for sharing your birthday with us. What a great compliment that is to my audience that you would spend some time with us on your birthday. Thank you for that, and we hope you have many, many, many more.
Well, thank you for that.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. TimBerry.com is his website. You got to go there. I'm telling you, if you want to get smarter, if you want your IQ to go up, go to TimBerry.com. And if you want to do a better job of creating a sustainable business, one that will last over time, you got to check out the software that the company that he founded, Palo Alto Software. You got to go to Business Plan Pro, Live Plan. That's part of the package too, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, Live Plan is the newer one.
Right, so check that out. Also, if you want to learn more about business plans, go to bplans.com. You can educate yourself there. Tim, thanks again for staying with us. We're celebrating his 16th anniversary in our Brain Trust, his landmark birthday today, and also we're talking about the myths of social media, and a couple of myths that kind of go together, Tim, and that is that, for businesses at least, is that social media is free, and you can do it in your spare time.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, time is money, like you said just before the break. And when I started in social media about 7 years ago, it was because I also at that point had somebody else managing my company, which is why I immediately make that association. The myth that you just do this in the spare time is forgetting that you're running a business. Mm-hmm. People who are running a business don't have spare
time.
There's
no spare time.
And the idea that you can do this, well, it takes some time. And it is free in the sense that all of these accounts, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Pinterest, the accounts are free, but it's not just clutter. And if you don't take time to do it well, and I don't mean necessarily all day, but still a few posts a day in some, mm-hmm. a few posts a week in others, so that there's participation. And then you have to listen, too, and look mm-hmm. for your name and your business. That does take time, and business owners don't necessarily do it themselves.
It's a discipline
because
that you
can't. You're running a business.
It's a discipline that you have to assign resources and people to. More and more, folks, increasingly, you've got to do this. You know, Tim, this is what you just said is the reason why my audience never hears me say, what are you doing about social media? I always say, tell us about your social media strategy. What is your social media strategy? I never say, you need to get on social media. I say, you need to develop a social media strategy. What do you think?
I think absolutely. And strategy starts with objectives, doesn't it? So it's, mm-hmm. In some cases, people generate leads. I think that's rare. In many cases, it's a matter of looking post and watching out. Mm-hmm. In many cases, it's a matter of protecting against being absent.
Yep.
And in almost all cases.
You don't want to become irrelevant because if you don't have a social media strategy, over time you will become irrelevant.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So the business objective, business strategy, it's business, but it does take time, and even though the accounts are free, time versus money in business, particularly for business owners, we all know that. Mm-hmm. You have to manage and prioritize and look for resources if you don't have, I mean, because time is not a free resource. Time is a very limited resource.
One of the things that I'd like to recommend that people do, Tim, is the business owner may not be the best person to be the social media leader, because if you're a classic, maybe old school, age of the seller type of business owner, social media is hard for you to understand in your business. But there are people, there are young people who work for you or that you can hire that they do get it. And they don't have the baggage you and I had, Tim, when we first started out with this. And they'll come into this thing clean, and they'll make it happen, won't they?
And they like it.
Yeah. And so whether you get it or whether you like it or not, small business owners, you still have to have a social media strategy.
Oh, hey, Tim, otherwise, your business is going to suffer.
That's exactly right. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. I think this is the first time we've celebrated both of those with anybody.
Oh, well, cool.
And how appropriate that it would be you. Tim Berry, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you, Jim, and congrats on that great book.
Thank you. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.